And hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. And we are having a great time looking at Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 and following. For it's there that the Bible is telling us to have the same attitude towards our life that Jesus Christ has towards life. And he demonstrated this when he came to this earth. Although he was the Almighty God, he divested himself of his glory. He hid himself, as it were, made himself of no reputation, became a servant, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And as we look at his approach to life, we see that he had a focused mind. He knew exactly why he was here. He was here to do the will of his Father. And he had a faithful mind. What does that mean? It means this. Listen, when Jesus started a job, he finished it. He didn't quit halfway through. He didn't say, well, here, I've come to earth, I've stepped off my throne, I've become a servant. That's enough. No. He went all the way to the cross, and he wants us likewise to be faithful. For he says in Luke 9:62, no one who puts his hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And you know, when I think about it, I've been in the ministry now for years, and one of the big disappointments in the ministry is to see those of God's children who cool in their love and zeal for the Master. Oh, one time they wanted to do great things for God, and now they've grown complacent. Oh, once they loved the Word and wanted to find out about the treasures of the Word, but now they don't really care. Maybe I'm talking to you. You've stumbled upon this broadcast by, quotes, accident. There was a time when you used to be zealous for the things of God. You used to dream about doing great things for God. You would sometimes read biographies of missionaries and wonder, could you not be used of God? But now, somehow, it's all cooled. You've slowed down. Oh, I'm not saying like you've gone away back to the world. Some of you maybe have. But that zeal, that passion for God is gone. Well, Christ Jesus, he was faithful. When he started something, he finished it. He left heaven, came to a stable, lived in obscurity for 30 years, preparing in this for his ministry, making chairs. Boy, I tell you, mocked, harassed, persecuted, betrayed, deserted, survived assassination attempts. But he remained faithful, even to the point of death on the cross. He finished what he began. He refused to quit. Now, how about you? Won't you get back with him? Won't you get back to serving him? Won't you get back to following after him? Hey, do you know something? There's still room for you. Why don't you come to him today and say, you know, Lord, I've blown it. Forgive me of my sins. Let's make a new start today. And if you'll talk to him with honesty like that, he will make you a new start. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus bean.